Come in, Eagle 6. Come in, Eagle 6. Report your situation.
Main mission to reconnaissance party. Come in, please.
Come in, Eagle 6. Report your situation. Eagle 6, you're ordered to return to base immediately.
What are the answer? What about the onboard systems? How do they check out?
All systems are working, Commander.
All right, keep trying.
Come in, Eagle 6. Come in, Eagle 6.
What's happened, John?
I don't know what's happened. I know what hasn't happened. A party of seven, a reconnaissance party. Should have been back hours ago. Not only that, they haven't even checked in the last 2 hours.
Well, John...
Wait a minute. Paul? Can you bring Eagle 6 back by remote control?
Yes, Commander, I can. Do it.
Helena, Victor, let's go.
No signs of a struggle.
Nothing.
John?
Eagles 1 and 2 on the pad, ready for immediate liftoff.
Yes, sir.
Helena, I want a medical team equipped for any eventuality. Now, who do you want to take along?
One orderly, two nurses.
Dr. Mathias?
He's busy with the autopsy.
All right. Now, the ground search party will be me, the co-pilot, one security guard, and Helena's medical team. We'll take Eagle 1. Alan, I want you to take Eagle 2. Now, you'll conduct an aerial search. I want you to cover every inch within a radius of 100 miles of that spot where the Eagle went down. Got it?
You're gone. I shall need some close photographic information on Reetha, so take sound drive. That's all right with you, John.
Yeah, all right. But remember, first, search. Second, photographs. And third, record any sightings of people, where they are, and how many.
All right. I suppose you want me to stay.
Yeah, Victor. I want you in command. Look, I promise you, you'll get a chance to explore Reetha. But first things first.
Of course.
We've got to find the reconnaissance party. At least find out what's happened to them.
Sure.
Hey, look lively, sweetheart. You're coming with me.
Where to?
Down there. Aerial search. Come on.
Now?
Now. yours. Make yourself comfortable. Eagle One ready for liftoff.
Eagle One, go. Eagle Two ready for launch.
Eagle Two, go. I wonder what happened down there. Do you think they'll find the reconnaissance party?
Well, they haven't got long to find out. 3 days and we'll be past Retha. If we're going to settle, we'll have to do it before then.
Looks good, doesn't it, Retha?
It did look good. I'm going to check with Bob Mathias about our Stone Age man.
On a base, landing all okay. Moving out with a search party right away.
Base to Eagle One, check.
Eagle Two to base. I'm centering my search from Eagle One's position. I'm going north on the first leg of the northeastern sector.
Base to Eagle Two, check. Eagle Two, love to Sandra.
You'll be lucky.
There it is, their first marker. From here on, we walk.
I knew it was too good to last.
Eagle to the base. I'm just completing the first northern leg of the northeastern sector. I'm returning south on a parallel course.
Base to Eagle Two, check. What's it look like?
Well, it looks like the jungle in Brazil.
Where the nuts come from? Any sign of life?
No, not yet. Well, there's one or two small patches of mist. Now, they just could be smoke.
Keep in touch.
Will do.
Look at the size of it.
John, I think we're being watched.
Thank you.
search party to Eagle 2. We're just moving into an area of mist. We'll try and catch up with the commander before dark.
See you tomorrow.
Check.
Commander Koenig, will you, Paul? I'd like to keep him up to date on the autopsy.
Base to Commander Koenig. Base to Commander Koenig, come in, please. Base to Commander Koenig, come in, please. Base to support party. Come in, please. Base to support party, come in, please. Base to Eagle 2, come in, please.
Eagle 2 to base. I've lost contact with the commander. Can you try him, please?
We've lost contact as well. What was your last message?
Support party, we're trying to catch up before dark. Now, they were approaching an area of mist. I've had nothing from the commander for some time.
How long does the night last down here?
Just over 2 hours.
Right. Well, I'll join Eagle 1 for the night. Well, if you hear from the commander, let me know. Out.
Alan, down there, look. I saw something moving.
I can't see anything. But there is something odd about this place. Hold tight, I'm going down.
Alan? Alan? Alan?
Where are you? You gave me a fright going off like that.
I'm having a look around. I'm at the moon buggy. They've left the trail. I'm going to follow on for a bit.
Don't be long. And be careful.
Hey, all this concern. Paul's going to get jealous.
Eagle 2 to Carter. Eagle 2 to Carter. Alan, where are you? Eagle 2 to Carter. Don't play tricks on me, Alan, please. Alan, where are you?
Eagle 3, ready for liftoff.
Eagle 3, go.
Eagle 2 to base. Eagle 2 to base.
Good morning, Eagle 2. What's the news?
I've lost contact with Alan. He went out to have a look around and now nothing.
Professor Bergman's coming down with David.
We've heard nothing from the commander or the support party. They'll be with you soon. Sit tight till they get there.
Don't worry. Wild horses wouldn't drag me out of here. Worried out of my mind. I've been trying and trying to get through to you. Professor Bergman and David are coming down in Eagle 3. They haven't heard from the commander either. I'm sorry to go on like this, but you have no idea how scared I've been out here on my own. Still, it's good to talk to you, Alan. Alan? Eagle 2 to Carter. Are you receiving? Come in, Carter.
Minutes to landing?
I'll let Sandra know.
Tell her to put some lunch on.
Eagle 3 to Eagle 2.
Come in, please.
Eagle 2 to Eagle 3, receiving you.
We shall be arriving in 10 minutes, and
Carno says put some lunch on because he's hungry.
I will be glad to. Hurry on down. I don't want it to get cold. Thank you.
Sandra!
Hey, I see she got some lunch ready.
She's not here.
Where is she gone? She were talking to her 10 minutes ago.
Commander?
Thank you. Bergman to base. It's only just daylight. We'll be moving on right away. There are some markers, so we can see what we're doing now.
What news from Dr. Mathias? Any information on our caveman would be a help.
I'll chase him up, Professor.
As soon as we have anything, I'll let you know.
Any news of Sandra?
No, nothing yet. But don't worry, Paul. We'll find her.
Scott! What's
the matter with you?
Don't go into the mist.
I hate backseat drivers. We've got lights.
The markers lead straight in.
I know. They've all gone into that mist. The reconnaissance party, the commander, Helena, everyone. It was the last message I got. We are moving into an area of mist. We're trying to catch up with the commander before dark.
They all went into the mist.
Right. And none of them came out.
Let's go round on foot.
Sleeve, it's Sandra's. Look at it. Look at it. It's got blood all over it. What have they done to her? Those murdering savages. I'm going to search this cave. Every inch of it. My God, if they've hurt her. Sandra!
I can't explain it, but I think that was John Koenig.
The commander?
We must go after him. We've got to find him. Look, you go that way. I'll go this way. Meet around the other side.
On the command of a possible brain hemorrhage, and I want the operating theater standing by.
Yes, Professor.
He's lucky to be alive. Whoever hit him really meant business.
Sandra?
We found you down on Reetha. I thought we might have to operate. Lucky for you, you got a thick skull.
What about the others? Helena?
No sign of them at all. Just markers going into the mist. We found a big cave down there where a tribe of cavemen seemed to live. Very interesting. You were going to bury one of them, and he wasn't dead. He was in pretty bad shape. Anyway, the light wasn't much good, but I did get a good look at him. And, you know, for a moment, I really thought it was you.
Family resemblance. Victor, we've got to go back down there. Got to keep looking until we find our people.
But you're not going back down there anymore. You're going to be confined to bed for at least a week. And in less than 2 days, we should be out of range of Reetha.
Professor Bergman. Professor Bergman. Command, excuse me.
The autopsy report, what?
Oh, he was a Stone Age man, all right. Similar to our Cro-Magnon period, say 40,000 years ago. Mm-hmm. Where he died of shock, his heart just stopped. Nothing else was wrong with him. Professor, he had caps on his teeth.
Caps on his teeth?
Now, on the basis of this, I made further tests. He's one of ours. Sandoz.
Sandoz was the Eagle pilot on the first reconnaissance flight.
Skin type, blood group, fingerprints, hair, everything checks out. I don't understand it.
Wait a minute. I think I'm beginning to understand. Victor, if one Stone Age man turns out to be Santos, then maybe the one you thought was me. Was me.
Oh, but how? I mean, how could it possibly be?
Victor, don't ask me how, but if it was me, then maybe Helena and the rest of the Elfins are also Stone Age people.
It's our own people who've got Sandra. My God, Carter.
What? Tell me.
Carter's down there with a ray gun. If anything happens to Sandra...
You better get down there.
No, you can't. We'll go.
Like hell I can't. Bob, get me my clothes.
Thank you.
This way.
To the getters.
Of the mist, but don't go in it. Victor's behind that rock. I'm over here. We'll force him into the mist.
John, what are you doing?
The answer's got to be inside that mist.
Fire!
Elena?
Victor? John! We nearly lost you.
Likewise.
Well, how are they? Any ill effects?
None at all. We're all just as fit as before we left.
And no one remembers anything, I suppose.
Not firsthand. Only what Saunders told us.
Damn. I mean, an incredible experience like that. No firsthand information. I mean, you go through a time warp, you go back 40,000 years, and no one could tell me what it felt like.
Sorry, Victor.
Oh, well. We're out of range of Aretha by now, so I suppose we'll never know.
I wish I could remember. I'd really like to know how much we have changed in all that time. I mean, our instincts, our basic emotions, our feelings.
From the sound of it, not all that much. It seems the cave woman felt jealousy for the same reasons I would.
As a matter of fact, I was quite flattered when I heard about that.
Hmm.
Victor, were there any other cave people there besides us?
No, just you.
Because we couldn't speak to each other, couldn't communicate, we misunderstood.
We got frightened, angry, jealous, vengeful.
Yes, vengeful, to the point of killing. And yet it was only us there.
Under the skin, do you think we've changed all that much in 40,000 years?
You think we ever will?
Maybe. Just maybe. I'll let you know in 40,000 years.